Hey y'all, welcome to the Life After Hurt podcast with yours truly, Nicole and Sweeney. Today's episode, episode number 10, is entitled Skittles. This particular episode is actually lighthearted. Journey shows you that she is a little comedian in this episode. Journey and Izzy are actually in church in the choir stand, a part of the morning choir that day. Case walks in to the front of the church and sits right in eye contact with Journey. If you watched last week's episode, you know that Journey developed a plan to make sure that she comes to church, she gets fed, and that she does not interact with Case at all. And so she had her plan in place that Sunday, although she was singing in the choir stand. So Journey and Izzy are sitting next to each other during this particular Sunday. So Case, as I mentioned, is right in front of the church. Now is offering time. So everyone has to stand up as the worship leader reads the scripture during that time. So as the worship leader reads the scripture, Case passes what looks like a medicine bottle to his father. As the worship leader directs everyone to sit down, Journey cracks a joke and whispers to Izzy, saying, "That ain't no medication. That's Skittles." So in that moment, Izzy cracks up laughing. So much so that she has to bury her head inside of her lap so that no one in the congregation would see her. Journey was just fed up. And so she made a joke out of a situation that she had saw. And for most people in that moment, Journey felt like if someone was on medication, they would not openly pass it to someone for everyone in the church to possibly see it. Usually most people keep that sort of thing private. But not Case. He wanted to further perpetuate and validate the lies that he was telling about Journey and the lie about him saying that he had post-traumatic stress disorder. As the episode ends, Journey and Izzy crack up laughing as they leave the church. Today's episode, I just want to share with you the one thing on what to do when people around you are further perpetuating their lies to validate their story. That one thing is let it go. Let it go. There is so much power in those three words. Let it go. We cannot control the way people think. We cannot control the actions of other people. The only thing we have control over is ourselves. And when we allow people to just be who they are, it further confirms how you should engage or interact with them. It also allows God the opportunity to bring you justice. So if you don't remember anything else from this episode, whatever that situation may be, or whoever that person is, let it go. God has the best way of validating and vindicating all of your experiences when someone has done you wrong. So let it go. And today's episode affirmation is, God will get you through the most arduous moments in your life. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in. I look forward to you tuning in next week. And remember that God is proud of you. Peace.